Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Vav, Chulin 106a, pagination 211. We'll start at the last third of the page. Amar Rav Idi is the end of a line. And we're on the topic of Netilas Yadayim, washing our hands in order to eat bread. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashion. The following statement is made. Netilas yadayim lechulin, washing hands to eat non-sacred bread. What's the reason? Mipnei serach toruma. It's done in order to create a routine regarding teruma, because by teruma this would be important, but by chulin, by non-sacred produce, we do it in order that there should be such a routine that the entire Jewish people should be used to doing this. Rashi says that Sheyargilu ochle truma lito yedeyem hin higuha bechulin, in order that the Kohanim, the people who are eating truma, would wash their hands. This is the practice observed by the entire Jewish people. Va'od, additionally, Mishum mitzvah, because of a mitzvah. And this second reason becomes a topic of discussion in the Gemara. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Amar Abaya, Abaya said, mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the sages. And they said that you should wash, so you should wash. Okay, what is Abaya really referring to? So, Tosfos writes, Yesh lomar detaknu mishum nekius, that there's actually a different reason that Abaya is introducing. It's a mitzvah to follow the sages. So, what thing of the sages are we following? Nekius, cleanliness. A person should wash before eating bread. A person's hands are active. They're everywhere. You wash before starting the meal. Rava Omar, Rava says, mitzvah lishmoa divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. This is not quite as a judgment call, as vague, as mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. There's a very specific drasha that this is based on. It's based on Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who taught. Dichsiv, there's a pasuk. V'chola sheyiga bo hazov, anything that the zov, a person with an illness type of emission, not your standard emission, v'yodav lo shotav pamayim, and his hands weren't washed with water. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, mikan, from here, that you see that the pasuk makes a distinction and identifies hands as a unique consideration. Samchu chachamim, the chachamim leaned on that. They took the lead to appreciate that hands are unique in their susceptibility to tumah, l'netilas yadayim min haTorah, and they based the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim from the guidance, from the Das Torah that they received, from the nuance between the lines of the way the Torah presented the laws of Zov. Omar le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, my mashma, what exactly is the meaning of the pasuk d'chsiv v'yodav lo shotav pamayim? His hands weren't washed in water, hashotav tahar. If he washed his hands, he would be tahar. Hatevila boy, he needs immersing himself in a mikvah. Elohachi komar, what does it mean? Va'acher, a different person. You should learn out that hands are unique when it comes to tumah shaloshot af tamei. If he didn't wash, he is tamei, and therefore the hands have to be washed from a tumah perspective that was intimated by the Torah. The Maharal in Be'er HaGola, the first chapter, Hasheni, the second topic that he addresses regarding mitzvahs derabbanon, explains that when this happens, it's not that the Chachamim dreamed up some mitzvah and they poetically attributed it to a pasuk. And that's what asmachta, which is what Rashi calls this. Smach means they leaned on it. There was a wisdom gleaned from Torah that doesn't overtly say there's a mitzvah to do so, but the Chachamim understood what the Torah is after, what the Torah is looking to accomplish, what insights are being shared, and they go ahead and they impose a rabbinic law which is totally based on their immersing themselves in the wisdom of Torah. In the words of the Maharal, Yesh be'emes raya min amikra ledivrehem. There is a proof from the pasuk to their words, to their legislation. It's just not written openly. Says the Maharal, Ki hayadayim he mekablim tuma yosem mishar evarim. The hands acquire tuma more than all other limbs, v'zeh hadavar, and that's because mipnei shem kalei hanegia, they're the way to touch things, u'memashmish makol b'chutz, and they're the way that you touch anything that's outside your existence. You reach out, mixing into things. We have this as an analogy when we talk about Hashem. Hashem doesn't have a physical body, but Yemincha Hashem, Hashem's right hand, his strength, he reaches out into areas that you wouldn't have expected him to interfere. And he reaches in and does a nes, a hashkacha pratis, a something. The hand is something that reaches out. And therefore, Yodav Hem Yosa Ra'ui Latuma, they're busy going places. Askanios Hein is the term that's used in halacha. They're busy, and therefore they need extra cleaning before you're going to eat. Hare, says the Maharal in conclusion of this thought, im shehamitzvah midivrayim, even if the mitzvah is totally rabbinic, yesh lemitzvah zo sa'ad v'somach min hakasuv, there's basis from the pasuk, Shehayadayim uchanim biyosa l'tumah, because the Torah intimated by saying v'yodav lo shotav b'mayim, his hands weren't washed, that the hands are additionally susceptible to tumah more than the rest of the body. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufnun Ches, Dini Netilas Yadayim l'su'uda, the laws of hand washing for a meal, the Mishneh Berurah summarizes and says that there are two reasons for this takana derabanan, this rabbinic legislation. One is sirach teruma, so that we establish a routine for teruma, because the hands are very busy, and therefore there's a rule that they should wash before eating teruma, so that they do not make it tamei. And therefore, they made a legislation on the entire Jewish people. When you eat bread, you wash. Va'otam, another reason, mishum nikiyos u'kidusha, because of cleanliness and holiness. And that's a standard of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people have this as a legislation. The Mishneh Berurah says, really, from the pasuk, v'iskadishtem v'hiyisem kidoshim, to be on a higher, more refined level. I'd like to add in one more thought over here, which will hinge on the words of Amar Abaya. Abaya said, mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim, it's a mitzvah to listen to the sages. Now, Abaya's statement is certainly very far-reaching and impactful. Tosfos says it's specifically talking that nikiyus is a new legislation for purposes of cleanliness. But on an even more basic level, Abaya is saying, even if he's saying more than this, but he's also saying, it's a mitzvah to listen to the sages. Now, most of us are not familiar with the New Testament, and that's one's prerogative. But I have an advantage here that I was once asked to give a class on the differences between Judaism and Christianity. And in the book of Matthew 15, we find a fascinating account of a story that was one of the breaking points creating Christianity as its own religion. The text reads, "Then came the scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying," a critique against the Christian mentor and his followers, "why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." That's the critique. "But he answered and said, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him," they're talking to the Christian mentor, "knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" Are you aware? They were really turned off by what you answered them, that the laws of Netilas Yadayim, washing hands, are not applicable. You have your own way. "But he answered and said, let them alone. They be blind leader of the blind." Meaning, he writes them off. I understand that Abaye, presumably, even if we don't follow Tosfos' approach, he meant a lot more than this. But this was a touch point, a division, Netilas Yadayim, whether to observe it or not to observe it, in Jewish history, in culture, in society. And Abaye's words, at least on a very basic level, also mean mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the sages with great insight based on the Maharal, but just our basic understanding. The chachamim did not just legislate things. They were imbued with Das Torah, and they took their lead in legislating, as appropriately, things that indeed are impactful on different levels. Mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.